Day two of the Smack Off. Well, day two of Smack Off week. What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rohn. We are live in Southern California in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. Great, great Tuesday show for you. Let me lay it out. Don't waste any time. Now, I'm going to double book in hour number two, meaning we go back to back, which means the first hour is the best hour to get through. So you want to hit me up right now, 1-800-636-8686. Open phones in the first hour. Whatever you want to hit is fine by me. It is not too late to get in the smack off. I've been talking about this for several weeks now. Friday is the day. It is not too late to qualify. Winner gets $5,000 and jungle infamy. Or better, hit us up. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rohn. Email me at Rohn, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So the first hour is wide open. I want to talk about Home Run Derby. I want to get into Le'Veon Bell. I want to talk about the trade deadline. I've got some updates on the Lakers and more. All of this in hour number one and a chance for you to get through. Also, today is Podcast Tuesday, Ep 44 of the Jim Rohn Podcast. One of my favorites to date, investigative reporter, best-selling author, filmmaker, Armin Katayan. I sat down with him recently. We had over an hour conversation about a book that he's co-authored called Tiger Woods. It's an amazing book. I mean, without question, the definitive work on Tiger Woods' life. And I want to preview that too. In terms of the interviews, top of hour number two, Robert Klemko, an NFL writer for SI, followed up by Kevin Millar, the co-host of Intentional Talk. He was also a guest on Ep 9 of the Jim Rohn Podcast. Brittany Lincecum, LPGA golfer, taking a shot at the PGA Tour, at least for a week. So that's coming up in the third hour. Lots to get to. Hit me up right now. I've got another player profile for the Smack Off coming up a little bit later on. Don't want to give up yet who that is. Just know this, you don't like him. So that's coming up. All right, let me start first with the Home Run Derby. Home Run Derby to me is a weird, weird event. And while normally weird is good, it's not in this case. It's just weird. And it's almost like MLB knows it too, which is why they continue to tweak the event. There have been so many format changes and adjustments from outs to timers to seating. It's kind of hard to keep track of what the hell this thing actually is. That is, if you're even interested in this sort of thing. And I'll tell you who's not. Zach Greinke. Greinke said it last night before it all went down. Quote, "I expect the Home Run Derby will be boring and I'll leave early," end quote. Listen, I don't agree with everything this guy says or does, but I could not agree with him more on that point. The Home Run Derby generally is boring, and I generally do leave early. That is, if I bother to show up at all for it. Truth, it's glorified batting practice with weird rules. Most years, I would rather watch guys play pepper than watch a Home Run Derby. Most years. But I've got to say, this year, Zach and I were both wrong, because last night was anything but boring. And if you left early, then you missed everything. Well, not everything, because the intros did feature an absurd firework display and Bryce Harper rocking just about every version of an American flag and a DC flag that you could possibly imagine, from his bandana to his shoes to his bat, everything else. This guy was repping hard. And on flag flare alone, he pretty much won the night. But then he went out and he ripped the title, and he did it in dramatic fashion. He beat Freddie Freeman in the first round, Max Muncy in the second round. Then came the final round. Kyle Schwarber put up 18, meaning Harper had some work to do. And that work became even tougher when he was down 18-9 with time running out. The guy needed to do something amazing to tie Schwarber, and then he did. 9 home runs in 47 seconds to tie it up, and then the guy launches the second pitch of extra time over the center field fence. There's your winner. Thanks for coming. The word epic is epically overused, but that truly was epic. 9 home runs in 47 seconds, even if it was nothing more than glorified BP. Still, it was a reminder of who this guy is as a player, and perhaps even more importantly for the sport of baseball, who he is as a star. That was a moment for a star. Stars come through in spots like that. That's exactly what Harper did. He said afterwards that he saw his mom getting a little bit worried as the clock ticked down, but he didn't panic. Quote, "It's like, okay, guys, don't worry. I got this. We'll get this done." End quote. Hey, listen, don't get this twisted either. This guy had to have that. This guy in particular needed that. Because I don't care how many bombs he has in the first half. I don't care how many times he's walked. I don't care how many times they've shifted on him. He had a bad first half. A bad first half for a guy like that. A bad first half for a guy in a walk year. A bad first half because he recently got lit up by his manager for not hustling out a ground ball, which was a terrible look. Fact. I'll give you another fact. It's cost him some dough in this, his walk year. Manny Machado has had a better first half. Much better. Manny Machado is more deserving of the ridiculous payday that we all assumed that Bryce Harper would get. He'll still get paid, but that first half cost him money, and it dinged his rep a little bit. So this dude needed this badly. He needed it for him. He needed it for his team. He needed it for the district, and he knows it. Quote, "It's unbelievable. We have some of the best fans in baseball, and to be able to do that with my family out there, that's an incredible moment. Not only for me, but for the organization and Nationals fans, I am very blessed and humbled." End quote. Again, whether you like this guy or not, you have to appreciate that moment. It's rare that you can say something that happened in the Home Run Derby was incredibly cool, but that really was incredibly cool. And that event is anything but incredibly cool. I mean, fact is also, there's a really good chance this might be his last season in Washington. So to do that in his own stadium, in front of his own crowd, with his old man pitching, and the old man gets his own take, by the way. The old man gets his own take, which I'll get to a little bit later on. To do all of that was pretty sweet because this year has been so bad. It's almost to the point where people are starting to wonder, is Bryce Harper even who we thought he was? Or has he really only had that one great season and a bunch of not so good and kind of injured seasons? In other words, everything about this season was going horribly. And that's what made last night to me even more impressive. Like if this guy came in hitting 300 with 30 home runs and then did that, it would have been cool. But the fact that he was able to dial it up when he's not hitting like that, when he's barely over the Mendoza line, says a lot about the guy. So, finally, if you had any doubts about him as a competitor or a star, those were erased with 9 home runs in 47 seconds. This guy's still a star. Whether he's hitting 214 or 314, this dude's a star. Last night, he was doing star things. And I got to tip my hat. I normally have no use for that at all. I've got no need for the home run competition ever. I think it's lame. Last night was pretty awesome. 1-800-636-8686. But then again, that's pretty much what I'm here to do. I'm here to give credit where credit is due. I'm here to hype those who deserve to be hyped. And I'm here to call out people who deserve it. And he's been on both sides of that. Last night, he earned that run. He earned that shine. The guy was awesome. 1-800-636-8686. First email says, "War Bryce Harper's home run derby title being immediately vacated after his father failed a PED test." Matt in Tucson. I'm going to hit that a little bit later on, man. His old man, Ron Harper, this dude is shredded. This dude is swole. This dude is all about the gains. Whatever lifting lingo you want to use, it applies to his old man. This dude is crazy. Guarantee Ed Hockley looked like that, looked at him and was like, "Dude, I am inadequate. I can't hang with that. I quit." Hawk will probably never walk in a weight room ever again. Not that Hawk. Ed Hockley, Alvy. Alvy scored some major points yesterday when he went with the slow-mo. The slow-mo squawk for the Hawk because the Hawk was exposed yesterday as the stoner that he is. The natural pain relief user that he is. The natural pain remedy searcher that he is. Now going to Dr. Green instead of Dr. Joe. The stoner that he... the guy forever in search of a natural cure. Dear Jim, I have to agree with Cubs fans on this one. The Harpers did, in fact, break a rule, regardless of how trivial the rule is. Plus, I am not a big fan of Ron Harper. It's pretty obvious that that guy's trying to steal my brand. Nice jet black beard, pal. I'm sure that's completely natural. Signed, Ed Hockley. Mike in Buffalo. Still helping him, not hurting him. Unwar, humble braggers, recapping their vacations to anybody who will listen. At PC Brent 1, tweets, Hawk can't remember if today is an ATP or CBD day. Regards, THC. That's good. Hawk wants to get so high. All right, so Alvin, when Hawk last came in the studio and I hit him with a, wah! What did it sound like to him? And why was it so slowed down? Because he was so high. In search of an herbal remedy. In search of a natural remedy for his bad back, which he destroyed putting on a pair of golf shoes. Feel no pain now, Hawk. Got something to say to you, Hawk, in real time. It's not bad, right? In real time, slow-mo? All right, so other things. I want to get to some of the trade rumors where Manny Machado might end up. Could be L.A., could be Philadelphia, depending on what report you believe. And I do want to talk about Bryce's old man. Pittsburgh Steelers and Le'Veon Bell came right down to it once again. Just like last year, both sides were making noise about how they'd get a deal done. It didn't happen. Same thing this year. Both sides making a little bit of noise about how that deal is going to get done. Didn't happen. So where does that leave him? Where does that leave them? And who's right? Should they pay him what he thinks he's worth or not? Are they doing the right thing not to pay him? I mentioned an amazing episode of the Jim Rohn podcast drops later on today with Armin Katayan. So good that I want to preview it. Smack off player profile. I don't want to say who it is. Just know you don't like him. Now what the hell, I'll say who it is. Vic, the notorious V-I-C, Victor. That's coming up a little bit later on. It's going to be a good show now. Lots to cover. Listen, get in hour number one. I've got an interview at the top of hour two. Then another interview right after that. The second hour is going to be tough to get through. You want to call now, 1-800-636-8686. There is your open. 3 days to the smack-off. I'm telling you exactly what happened to this year. 2018, flying right on by. We all want to make sure that we continue to elevate our game to the next level and make this year the best ever. For instance, if you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, listen up, because elevating your game for the rest of the year got a whole lot easier thanks to my good friends at Lumber Liquidators. They've got a new program called the LL Pro Plus. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that you can call on for all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you finish out this year strong with professional pricing and dedicated support so you get what you need when you need it most, and that way all your projects are finished on time. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate in value and quality. And importantly, with the LL Pro Plus program, there's no job that's too large. There's no job that's too small. So what you want to do is put the flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com. Once again, lumberliquidators.com. Let's continue to make this year the best year ever with Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Your tweets possible Smack-Off RSVP coming up in a minute. First off, though, summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer months. You know that heat can just suck the life right out of you. Then imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your car's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temps can cause battery fluids to evaporate, which leads to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts right now. Have your battery tested for free. Free. If it needs replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or your truck. And you'll get it at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, simply go to O'ReillyAuto.com. O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every day. Via tweet. He's not on the phone. He's on Twitter. Rex in the ABQ. Quote, I've made serious gains this week at Carnoustie. War Shepherd's Pie. Sincerely, Hefty.
Hefty.
I said gains. Not gains. Gains. Not gains. At CBS Sports Suits. Memo. We will be randomly drug testing your team. Remember, there is a zero tolerance policy. We also looked over your contract. It is permitted for you to be a guest on that 12 Wood show. Good to know. Good to know. Ed and Ramona tweets, Adam Hawk is too high to maintain the face lettuce. He will be a t-shirt guy soon. Daniel Wheatley tweets, this gives a whole new meaning to the phrase hitting the greens for Hawk. I don't know, Alvin. I think it, in real time, it's better. In real time, I think it's better. This guy's doing what he has to do to get himself right, to show up every single day and, quote, perform. Stay on it, Hawk. Do what you got to do. He's the first one in. He's the last one out. He is getting it done. 1-800-636-8686. It's Tuesday. Today's a really good day to RSVP if you want to be in the Smack-Off. All right, so we talked about Home Run Derby. All-Star Game is tonight. And, of course, the other big topic of All-Star Weekend are the potential trades. Of course, you've got the Manny Machado sweepstakes, which depends on what you see and who you believe. It swings one way or another depending on who you ask. There's one report that says that he could be a Philadelphia Philly in a matter of days. And then you see him posing for pics in the clubhouse with members of the Yankees. But then, if you ask Manny's nephew, well, Manny's nephew has thoughts.
Your uncle plays for the Baltimore Orioles. If he's not in the Orioles, what would you like to see your uncle?
Oh, which team you pick?
Yankees.
Oh! The Yankees?
He picked the Yankees.
Oh,
sorry,
man.
Pedro.
That's you, Pedro.
I know. I was hoping you said the Boston Red Sox or someone like that, but that's okay.
All right, so you have all that, right? You've got the Machado rumors, and they're heating up. And this guy may find a new team, reportedly, before the end of the All-Star break. But on top of that, you also have the Jacob DeGrom rumors, which are just messed up. I mean, messed up. Somehow the New York Mets, who have two things and only two things going for them, Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard, have managed to somehow jack the entire thing up. It's gone from a theoretical thing, a hypothetical thing, like maybe the Mets would consider trading one of them, to now DeGrom's agent suggesting, you know what, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and follow through. It probably is the best idea. Because DeGrom's agent told The Athletic, quote, if the Mets don't share the same interest, we believe their best course of action is to seriously consider trade opportunities now. The inertia of the current situation could complicate Jacob's relationship with the club and creates an atmosphere of indecision. Quote, end of quote. Extremely well played, Mets. How New York Mets of them. You've got a guy with an ERA of 1.68. You're paying this guy under $7.5 million per year. And somehow you've gotten yourself into a position where now you may have to trade him. Brilliant. Brilliant. You know, I want to continue with this thought, but I can't. I'm sorry, I just can't. I'm really distracted. Like, I want to lay out the Mets and talk about how truly incompetent they are as an organization, but I can't. And the reason I can't is I need a quick moment to talk about Bryce Harper's dad again. Holy crap, this dude's jacked. In the first round, I thought for a second, hey, that's pretty cool. Bryce Harper got Mr. Universe to pitch to him. But no, that's not who that is. That's Pops Harper. I mean, sure, Bryce Harper's 19 bombs were pretty impressive, but not nearly as impressive as Ron Harper's 19-inch pythons. That was a home run derby and a gun show all at once. If you're not at a TV set right now, I suggest you get to one because the stills on this are insane and they still do not do this guy justice. Yoked, jacked, ripped, shredded, swole. Whatever lifter lingo you want to use, Ron Harper embodies it. Mr. Harper, again, is all about the gains. The answer is yes. And the question is, do you even lift, bro? Did you get a load of these? I understand this guy is an iron worker by trade, but are you sure it's working with iron and not just getting paid to pump iron? Hey, I mean, seriously, according to the Washington Post, he's a card-carrying member of the Reinforcing Iron Workers, Local 416. But he's also got to be a card-carrying member of Gold's Gym. Somewhere Ed Hockley was watching last night's derby and weeping as he did his 50th set of preacher curls. I mean, sure, I'm interested in hearing about the work that Bryce does in the cage, but not nearly as interested in hearing about the work that his old man Ron does in the gym. Hammer curls for days, son. Seated curl, incline curl, Zottman curl, you name it. Ron Harper has done it. He's hitting those buys from every single angle. Every day is bicep day for Ron Harper. This Ron Harper could curl former Bull Ron Harper. And even more impressive is the fact that Ron was out there pitching after a couple of shoulder surgeries. And Ron Harper explained it in the most Ron Harper way possible. Quote, I got 8 anchors in my shoulder, end quote. My man could carry 8 anchors in his hands. But of course, his shoulder's jacked up. No wonder. You try keeping those cement pipes attached to your torso, and you see what happens. I'm surprised this guy's shoulder hasn't ripped out of its socket altogether. And while all the focus is being directed to Ron's biceps, do not forget the tries. Because I know he isn't. You do tricep extensions and kickbacks? That's cool. Ron does skull crushers, closed grip bench, ring dips, bar dips, weighted dips, and probably does them all while wearing 300 pounds of lifting chain around his torso. He probably jogs down the street carrying Atlas stones in his hands. Sure, Bryce turned in a huge performance last night, but Ron's arms turn in a bigger performance every single day. I guess what I'm saying is, old man Ron Harper is fit. My man is really freaking fit. This guy's in his 50s now. He looks like he could bench press his son 50 times. This guy's incredible. Credit where credit's due. The entire Harper family getting positive run this morning. And they do it, the kid and the old man. Thanks, Adam.
You bet, Jim.
Tyler in Edmonton. He tweets, you think Harper's dad is impressive? Just wait until Friday. Notice he didn't say Bryce. Tyler, again, is just talking about how fit he is, how awesome he looks, how swole he is, what his, quote, dime piece girlfriend looks like on the back of that motorcycle. Tyler came in yesterday. Phil in Missouri tweets, Manny Machado's nephew has baseball takes? Child, please. Signed, that 12-year-old Mets fan.
This team is an absolute f***ing joke. 23-8. Syndergaard, get out of here, you little Barbie doll. Get the f*** out of here. Go get a little robotic arm, because you can't even stay two innings for this team without getting hurt.
You got that, Syndergaard? Go get yourself a robotic arm. Man, that kid's on fire. Serious lava.
It's all Ray Ramirez's fault, that f***ing mole face. Get him out of here. You got Kevin Plawecki getting absolutely rocked. I mean, you know it's bad when you can put the backup catcher in there. Like, damn, get the hell out of here and go to the minor leagues, boy.
Boy. Hey, son, I'm not sure how old you are right now or what you're doing or if you've got that game, but if you can clean that up a little bit, I've got a podcast to give you under my umbrella, the Jim Rome umbrella. That's some serious passion right there. He's kind of got that little twang going. A few too many F-bombs, though. But he's got takes. That kid's got lots and lots of takes. And he's
Terry,
got fire.
It's over for you, you little head. You little orange. You smoke. You just need to get out of here. Because I'm not liking what I'm seeing from this team. 23-8, Terry. Better wake this team up.
I'm not liking what I'm seeing from this team, Terry. And notice Terry is no longer there. That kid ran him off. You mole face. Never mind a podcast. Hey, Junior, what are you doing on Friday? Love to drop that kid in the smack off. Just out of nowhere. Just randomly parachute out of an airplane right in the smack off. Terry! When we return, I'm looking for some smack off RSVPs. Le'Veon Bell. I want to get into this. I mean, everybody's talking about it, right? I want to give you my thought. Is he doing the right thing? Should he get everything he possibly can? And is he right when he says, hey, listen, I'm not just the best running back in the NFL. I'm also our number two receiver. Do not pay the position. Pay the man. Do not pay the position. Pay the playmaker. Is he right when he says that? Or is the team right to say, look, we've already offered to make you the highest paid running back in the league. Why is that not good enough? Take it or leave it. He's leaving it. That topic is next. But first, here is your bottom of the hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Do not forget, the Smack Off is Friday, brought to you by my pals at Lumber Liquidators. Face it, no one is impressed with your nasty, filthy, dirty old carpet. Time to make a major upgrade without dropping a ton of cash. My pals at Lumber Liquidators will hook you up. They've got a store right around the corner from you. Find that store at LumberLiquidators.com. LumberLiquidators.com. At Charger Fan tweets, did that kid drop a mole face? What did Jay Stew do to deserve that fire? Terry!
Chew it!
Terry?
Mole face? That kid did drop a mole face blast. And
Terry.
Bodie back in the day went with the mole face rock. Talking about
Dance
Jay Stew.
To the mole face rock.
Speaking of Jay Stew, I wonder if Jay Stew will show up on Friday. He can. He's got a lifetime invite. Jay Stew never won anything, but he's got a lifetime invite. He's got an exemption.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
Jeremy Open, good takes, and tolerant of idiots.
Okay.
That's my moniker.
What's his quote moniker?
Open to good takes and tolerant of idiots.
Okay.
That's my moniker.
That's his moniker. That's my monocle. Jeremy in Calgary tweets, how great it must feel to be Harper's dad. Sign Jay Neems. Bryce's dad, you mean.
Each time he'd hear the crowd cheer.
All right, then. Back to the phones in a minute, but I want to talk about Le'Veon Bell. Because mid-July means a couple of different things. The MLB All-Star break, the Open Championship. Maybe if you're lucky, you get to escape to a lake house. for the lake life for a few days? Oh, and it means Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers are disagreeing about a contract. Again, you see, the sports calendar has got this rhythm to it. January and the first week of February is for the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. March brings madness. April, you have the Masters. May is the run for the roses. June brings the NBA Finals. And July brings Le'Veon contract talks. Every year it feels like something's going to get done, and then it doesn't. At this time last year, they came close to getting a deal done, and then it didn't happen. This year, again, they reportedly came very close to getting a deal done before yesterday's 4 p.m. deadline, and again, it just did not happen. Which means that he is once again going to play under the franchise tag, and that means it may very well be his last season in Pittsburgh. Because while Bell is on a 14.5 mil tag this year, and that's something the Steelers are willing to do, there is no way that they'll pay for him to be on that tag next year at nearly 25 mil. They're not doing that. Bell tweeted, "To all my Steeler fans, my desire always has been to retire a Steeler. Both sides worked extremely hard today to make that happen, but the NFL is a hard business at times. To the fans that had hope, I'm sorry we let you down, but trust me, 2018 will be my best season to date."
Fantasy alert.
He just said it. 2018 will be my best season to date. That might be your ultimate fantasy alert. In the meantime, according to NFL.com, he turned down a $70 million deal yesterday, which, when you look at it or you listen to it, it sounds completely and utterly insane. You're 26. A five-year deal takes you into your 30s. 70 mil is a boatload of money. Why would you turn that down? Well, according to Ian Rappaport, it's not 70 mil. Only 33 mil is guaranteed money. So in Bell's eyes, he wasn't turning down 70 million. He was turning down 33 million. And the conflict here is pretty simple. The Steelers are willing to pay for the position. Bell wants to be paid as a player. And the reason why something's not getting done is because they're both right. The Steelers are right to say, we'll pay you like the best running back in the NFL. But we're not going to pay you like the best running back in the NFL and as a number two wide receiver. They're right when they say that. Bell is saying, don't pay me for my position, pay me for my production. Don't pay me as a running back, pay me as a playmaker and game breaker. Forget about where I line up and instead focus on what I do, which is break records every year. And when he says that, he's right. They're right, and he's right. Unstoppable force meet immovable object, and both of you meet continued drama. They reportedly offered him 14 mil per year, but not all of it's guaranteed. Bell reportedly wants 17 mil, which is more than double the second highest paid running back in the league. But again, he would argue, I'm not a running back. In fact, he'd probably try and make the argument. He won't say it publicly, but Antonio Brown makes more than him, and he'd probably try and argue that he's more valuable, quote unquote, than Antonio Brown. Listen, it's not my money, but the guy is worth it. He's that good. And the Steelers are that good with him. They're a Super Bowl challenger with him. They're not as good without him. I understand how that position has been marginalized. They're not as good a team without him. They're not a 13-win team without him. What are they? A 10-win team? An 11-win team? Maybe. But they're not a 13-win team without him. Which is why you now hear the threat that he's going to hold out this season. Now he's going to hold out, allegedly. Yeah, I doubt that. I doubt that because that would cost him nearly $900,000 a week. I've heard the argument about wanting to save the tread on the tires to make sure he hits free agency next year fresh and not risk injury. Right, but not at the risk of losing nearly a mil per week. Not for the privilege of not playing so you can save yourself for free agency, because that's money you never get back. It would be nearly impossible to get that money back. You're going to tell me this guy's going to hold out and risk losing $900,000 a week? Sure he's not. but you can pretty much bet that we'll get a repeat of what we saw last year. A no-show for training camp, he'll report at the last minute, and then he'll start cashing checks. And that's the biggest problem for Bell. He may be worth what he says he's worth, but he's probably never going to see it. Not from the Steelers and not on the open market. Because the ugly truth is, he's probably not going to get that money when he goes out there looking for it. I respect that he wants it. Football is a brutal game. You're always one play away from having your career end. So you've got to get what you can while you can and get as much as you can. I get that. I respect that. If I were him, I'd try too. Just know that whatever you get, it's probably not going to be what you're worth or what you think you're worth or what you want. Again, I would ask if I were him. I just would not expect to get it. So they're both right. And he's not holding out. Come on. And 900 grand a week? Sure he is not. Where'd he come out on this? Is he doing the right thing? Should they pay him? And Steeler fan, you know now he's not going to end his career as a Steeler. This will be his last year there. What do you think about that? Who handled it the right way? Who handled it the wrong way? Steeler Nation, I know you're listening. I know we have listeners in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh!
Let's get a phone call in here quickly. It is Smack Off Week. This guy wants to RSVP. Rich, Copyright Hills, old school. Rich, good morning.
Romy Rome. Man, it is a great week to be a jungle clone. I feel it, man. It's big. All the major sports have already concluded. Baseball is in the All-Star break. We had Serena Williams apologizing to women that for after 10 months, she just had a kid. 10 months later, she can't win a Grand Slam, but got right at the doorstep. Oh, my God. The translation is, just wait till the next one. I'm going to be back and destroy all of you. That's what I heard. So, listen, man, the smack-off's imminent. It's here. It'll be a spectacle of enormous magnitude, of course. And you know me, Romy. I am an old-school jungle guy. And in my opinion, there's no school like the old school, and you've been smack of the bloody headmaster. Since the first time I got in the jungle, Romy, I waited on hold for what seemed like a lifetime. Got run a few times, went yard many more times than that. I was banned from the jungle for the better part of a month. Redeemed, glossed, tested by fire, disappeared, reappeared. And now, despite me having the capacity to exhibit sound judgment, I throw caution to the wind and choose the RSVP for a spot in the Midsummer Clone Classic Smack Off 2018. As evidence hereof, Romy, I present to you.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
If a guy calls to RSVP and he gets run, what does that signify? It signifies the sound of the choppa. Don't you ever think or assume, much less say, that I cover the old school, that I favor the old school. That's Rich in Copyright Hills. That guy was here when I was on my way up. That guy was here when this show was a Southern California institution. That guy was here back in the day. And he was simply calling to say, Rome, I appreciate you and the institution that is the Smack Off. And to let you know that I will be there Friday. Oh, no, you won't, Richard. Because you just got helicoptered. I don't know, bro. I mean, I got so much respect for you and appreciation for you. But if you call with a call like that the week of the Smack Off, do you really expect me to put you on the air that day with that? Some random Serena Williams take? Not making any sense. Crappy cell signal. Sounding a little incoherent. Not altogether lucid. In fact, bro, don't hate. Don't go away angry. In fact, you should be thanking me. I saved you from you. I saved you from them. That was love, Richard. That was love. It's not personal. You know, like my old man back in the day fired me from the family business. That was not personal. He was saving me from me. Said that I would come and thank him later, which I did because I got back into this business, which I should have never left in the first place.
Hey, business is business.
Business is business. Hey, Rich. Sorry about that, bro. Hey. You're more than welcome to listen on Friday. Just don't call. call Thursday, call Monday, just don't call Friday. Hate to do it. He just got coptered. Robert Klemko joins me when we come back.